nervous fans today, aren't there?
Most definitely. Morning.
All right, Sarah, thanks very much indeed. That's our rugby reporter, Sarah Orchard, at 22 minutes past eight, Ellie.
Look, we've talked about this a couple of times on the programme, but it's about Whitby in North Yorkshire, beautiful part of the world, and businesses in that town have found a unique way to say thank you to NHS staff. It's called the Whitby Thank You Weekend, and it's providing over 100 frontline workers with free accommodation, meals and drinks as a reward for their efforts during the pandemic. We were hoping to speak to one of the organisers, who is also a B&B owner as well, and I kind of think 8:22 on a Saturday morning is quite busy if you're running a B&B. He may well be frying eggs at the moment. But let's speak to Megan McNichol, who is a healthcare assistant and is in Whitby at the moment. Morning, Megan.
Morning.
So just tell us what the scene is like outside your window. So are you actually there at the moment?
Yeah, we're here. We got here yesterday.
Yeah, and what's it like?
It's a bit rainy, but in a place like this, it doesn't really make a difference. It's still beautiful. The garden out the front is stunning as well.
Yeah. Where are you from, Megan? Where do you work?
I'm from Birmingham. I work at Heartlands Hospital in Birmingham.
And so tell us about this weekend, because they basically invited people to apply, didn't they, back in the middle of lockdown, and and said come to Whitby. A whole bunch of business owners in Whitby got together and said, what can we do to try and cheer people up a little bit? So what did you then do?
Well, I just applied. Obviously, I didn't think that I'd get it, because there's so many NHS staff, frontline workers, obviously all deserving as well. And a few weeks ago, I got an email, and so I was really surprised. But I just think it's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, apparently they had 5,000 applicants and 400 people have won and so have arrived. So what is your plan for the weekend? What are you going to do?
I think we're going to go out and have some breakfast, which is another thing that they've given to us for free, which is really lovely. And then I think maybe go for a boat ride if it's still on. I know the weather was a bit windy yesterday, so I'm not sure about that. Just take a walk around and have a look at the scenery. It's really, really lovely here. You don't even feel like you're in England, even if the weather's a little bit on the rubbish side.
Ghost walks as well. I think that's something you can do in Whitby.
Oh, yeah. Sounds right up my street.
Oh, really? And what about your partner as well? So are you there with a partner, with a friend?
Yeah, I'm here with my boyfriend.
Yeah. And does he work as well in the NHS?
No, he doesn't, no. He's more in the carpentry business. But, he loves it. He'll take anything. He thinks that it's fabulous. The room that we're in is stunning as well, so.
That is fantastic. So just tell us a little bit about how tough it was for you during the lockdown, during the height of the pandemic, back in April and May, because you weren't even supposed to be doing this, were you? You weren't supposed to be working. You were on an amazing round-the-world trip.
Yeah, I was in Southeast Asia. I started in January and I'd done 6 weeks, and I could have stayed longer, but I couldn't stop thinking of all my colleagues and friends back at work. So I cut my trip short. I came home early. I had to quarantine for 2 weeks on my own, isolate, which was a bit mad, going from spending 6 weeks with always other people, sharing a dorm room, to be on my own for 2 weeks. And then I got straight back to work. But it was just very overwhelming, because I just went straight in. There was no build up. It just, everything was different with all the PPE and... But, it was just nice to finally be back at work and feel like I was helping out. I didn't feel as like I was helpless, how I felt when I was abroad. So it was nice just to get stuck back in.
What's the name of the B&B that you're staying in?
It's Highgate House.
Okay, so it is owned by Andy, I think. Are we going to speak to Andy?
Oh, yes, we can now, actually. I think we can now. Andy Brown, owner of the B&B, Highgate House. How are you, Andy?
Very well, thank you, Chris. How are you?
Jolly good. I'm well. Look, I realise we're interrupting you at an absolutely critical moment of your day. We were suggesting you were probably just, flipping eggs and making endless rounds of toast. Are we right?
You could be.
Yes, OK, all right. Well, we won't keep you for long. We don't want disgruntled customers. Look, you're the organiser of this weekend, and we've got to say it is a fantastic effort on your part, because what a wonderful, wonderful gesture you've done here. How did it all come about?
Thanks for saying that, Chris. It was my wife Polly's idea, and we were watching the TV and seeing all the sort of pictures coming through of the NHS frontline staff with the masks on for 15 hours a day and bruised faces and being separated from their loved ones and everything. And she said, well, wouldn't it be great if we could just give them a free weekend? And I thought it was a fantastic idea. So I floated it on a Facebook group that we use locally with sort of over 200 hospitality businesses, said that we were going to do it. And then people joined in. And I got a friend of mine, Howard Rushforth, to do some artwork for us for free and set up a website, and we promoted it on social media, and then a bit later we had nearly 150 businesses with offers ranging from free accommodation right through to free boat rides, as Megan was saying.
That's absolutely magic, and particularly, you know, these days when you have people saying everything's rotten, everybody's rotten, and then you hear stories like this, and this is why I love doing this job a lot of the time, actually, to get to speak to people like you who are just, you know, doing things differently and doing things because they want to show their appreciation. It all went a bit mad, though, didn't it? I mean, the number of people who got in touch, Andy, was probably a few more than you were expecting.
It did go mad, yeah. Yeah, there was in the end, we had over 5,000 applications, which was a bit crazy, because, I mean, it's quite a small town, and I think we ended up with 112 winners. So, in other words, 112 people got free accommodation, plus their guests, which I think works out about 400 people altogether, which I think is absolutely amazing. But, obviously, over 5,000 people, there was no way we're going to be able to get, you know, any more than a small fraction of that. So we had to find a way of picking people at random using a randomizer and pick them that way. But yeah, it did go crazy. And I mean, the atmosphere around the town's great. We've managed to provide really nice enamel lapel badges for the various guests, so hopefully people will be spotting those and thanking them as they go around.
I like the sound of the randomizer. That feels like it needs another item on the programme, I have to say, but that's for another day. Megan, do you want to have a quick word with Andy? Speak to Andy, Megan, because you're staying there as a result of what he's done.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you. Obviously, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sure I speak for everyone and even just the people that applied. The thought of doing something like this is just amazing. Obviously, times are hard at the moment for everyone, especially someone with a small business. So to do this is just incredible. So thank you so, so much. It's really greatly appreciated.
You're welcome. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
It's lovely to be here. It's a stunning place.
Just a shame. But what's wrong with the weather, Andy? You could have sorted that out.
It's blazing sunshine, Chris.
Yeah, we believe you. The boat's all ready for the boat trip, Megan. Don't worry about it.
Got my big parker jacket with the huge
That's the way to do it.
There's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing.
Yeah, that's
You've taken the word right out of my mouth, Andy. It's exactly what I was about to say.
Just before you go, Andy, I don't know why we always do this, but I always just tend to... Well, what's on the menu, you know? How does the fry up shake down at your place?
Well, fortunately, I have nothing to do with that. That's Polly who does all that. So,
okay. Well, what would I get? Well, what's the standard?
Well, we have been known in the past to do a nice full English.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A bit of black pudding.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. Okay, that's what I would do.
Depends how Polly's feeling.
Yeah, okay.
It's always this point in the morning, isn't it, when we've been sitting on air for 2.5 hours and we start to think about the breakfast that we're looking forward to.
All I've had is an oat bar at about 4:30 in the morning. Anyway, listen, Andy, well done. Amazing stuff. What a wonderful gesture. And Megan,
thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend. I'm sure you will.
Thank you very much.
Great place to be. Thank you so much. That was Megan.
Thanks for covering it, guys. Much appreciated.
Cheers, Andy. That
absolute
was
pleasure.
Megan McNichol and Andy Brown. Wasn't that good?
Yeah, absolutely. And well done to everybody. I mean, not just Andy, but everybody at Whitby who's taken part and donated vouchers and organised trips and just making, you know, those 400 people feel very special for what they did during the height of the pandemic.
Exactly.
And, it's a great story. It's, what have we got? Another half hour of the programme to go. We'll talk about the London Marathon.